Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, thanks for that. And we're back. We're talking with Lenka Misikova.
Hi.
Lenka, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you do a workshop called Fine Eating.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to get in talking about, you know, food choices and how food has changed.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into, you know, learning about food and dealing with food.
Yeah, sure. Actually, food was always a big part of my life. But before I moved to Canada, as I'm from Slovakia, I never actually appreciated great food and great produce we having, because pretty much the background I'm coming from, everybody has an organic garden and everybody cooks from scratch. So I never really gave it another thought. But then I started to travel. I live in Australia. I live in Southeast Asia. And then I married a PG guy and I came here and I had my own family and first time I had my house and everything. So I very quickly realized that the food choices are very different here and people way more relying on the fast food and like prepared and packaged food. So, and there was very interesting transition for me because everybody was talking different language than I was, or not just as English is my second language, but everybody was talking about protein and how much fiber and that much calories. And I was like, oh, this is all so confusing. So I kind of dig in and I couldn't get out of it. It just became my passion and I'm just trying to spread the word as much as I can. And my biggest probably goal and maybe hope is to motivate people to turn more towards the real food and real food, cooking more at home and becoming more focused on the traditional diet.
What are some of the marketing traps and some of the, what is industry doing out there in terms of making food, you know, and changing how we think about food?
Oh, for sure. Actually, that's very interesting you mentioned that, because that's one of my absolute favorite topics on the workshops. And people are really fascinated once they learn more. And once they're starting to educate themselves, then it's, that's what I found, people kind of get really hooked on and motivated to turn away from the processed food, because more they get educated, less they want to eat it, because they learn what's in it and what's causing to our body and stuff. So that was, that's actually was my turning point when I started to realize that there's so much stuff in the food which should not be there and how much is influencing our daily life. Not just like we can see in last 30 years, there's an absolute epidemic of obesity and diabetes and all sorts of like new diseases. And food is unfortunately one of the costs and of course the lifestyle. So the food industry pretty much is teaching us that this is the way how we should eat. Just go to the one grocery store, get everything done, get a shopping for 2 weeks and then put it in your freezer. And then once you get home, you just put it in your oven or microwave. And everybody can even choose now. Everything is even pre-packed for one size.
One whole meal.
Yes, because everybody has their own preferences and stuff. So unfortunately, dinner and having a meal together kind of losing the meaning which you probably have and how the family is getting together and sharing the food. So the food industry is really pushing us to believe that this is the right way and they're going to help us to have a less busy life because everybody's busy, right? And actually they're helping us and they are great guys.
What is, you know, what's the difference between, you know, that image or that, you know, that picture that the food companies are selling us and what you were brought up with?
Yes, that's a good question. Yeah, and you know, I just would like to emphasize that I'm not here praising Europe, how awesome it is. No. There's lots of stuff and the globalization is going everywhere, right? Kraft and other companies are everywhere. So for sure, there's lots of packaged food. However, everything evolves around food. And I don't know how many of your listeners had a chance to be in Europe, but when you go to Italy or France or wherever in continental Europe, is food is a main thing. And everything around is planned around food. So,
in what sense?
It means that I'll plan my day more on, I'll prepare the food for my family, and then we have lots of activities around it. As here, I'm going to the gym, I exercise for 2 hours, and on the way home, I have a burger. That kind of thing that meal is like, for example, soup. Like Europeans are absolutely obsessed about soups. Like we have soup every day.
Soup.
Yeah, soup. Like a bowl of soup. No. Sorry, soup. Bowl of soup. And really cooking from scratch is a kind of like a priority. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't even say it's a priority. It's just so natural.
Yeah.
That you need to really leave and especially live somewhere else because you don't find out during the holiday, but you live somewhere else to find out that actually we are still very traditional in the way how we eat.
In Europe.
Yeah. Yes.
And is that, a function of the fact that, you know, everything's closer together, you know, and so, or is it a function of the fact that they value sitting down and eating, you know, in community more than we have, or have we lost it here? Is that what you're thinking?
It could be a combination. Anything, it could be, because food is such a big part of traditions, right? Mm-hmm. And like being connected to your own country or region you're coming from. But it's also a combination of maybe partially because everything's closer. But I don't know. This is a very good question. I pretty much always get because people are confused that why we are so busy. Yeah. The thing is that we have big lunches and smaller dinner. So it means in Europe. So it means that I have to always add in Europe. Sorry. Yeah. So it means that what you have for dinner, we already have for lunch. Mm. So it means that a working mom doesn't have to come home and cook everything from scratch for dinner. We just have a salad or pretty much what you have, what we eat in Canada for lunch, like a good sandwich or salad or something very quick, a lot of eggs or, you know, some good healthy protein. So I think that's a big part of it because during the day you get a good meal, for example, at schools, that your kid is fed every day at school in, let's call it a canteen or cafeteria. And there is there's food, at least in Slovakia, but in many countries in Europe, there is food cooked every day. And you know what you're going to have for a week ahead and you can prepay for your kid. And like, it's very focused on lunch as dinner is smaller. So it means that, like my mom doesn't cook every day in the evening. She does it right now because she's retired. So she cooks. It's just, it's not even a question. And also other thing is, cooking, doesn't have such a bad reputation. It means like, spending time in the kitchen is valued.
Why is it valued? And you mentioned also that you would plan your day around food.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
It's very interesting. I never realized it before I actually met my husband who's from here. And many times he pointed that out. I was like, come on, let's go and let's grab something on the way. Mm. I was like, my parents are not that flexible. We need to eat first and then we'll go somewhere, right? So, and I think it's good to combine both lifestyles, like not to get too much focus on the food. But my parents, of course, are older, so they need to have their own homemade food and then they go somewhere else or do some activities. And I think it's partially to being so focused on traditions. Mm. And it's just so very natural. And I love when you travel around Europe that every country has very specific food and all is based on fresh produce. And a lot of cooking, like some Italians, they, you know, tomato paste, like they cook it all day. Mm. They start in the morning and then for dinner, they have big bowl of pasta with tomato sauce they made all day. Mm. And it's a big deal.
Yeah. We're talking with Lenka. We're talking about food. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can stay healthy using food.